Welcome back inside our weekly locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny Kane back with you. David Johnson now joining us, the head coach of the Donovan West boys. Donovan West had two quality opponents to start the year against Axtell and Riverside, fell in both of those games. So, Coach, kind of a tough start to this year now, especially offensively for your guys. What have just been your thoughts to these first two?
Well, we haven't been very good, and we are not well coached. So, our efforts there, our kids are trying, our will isn't getting close to our skill. Our skill's got to get a lot better, and it's pretty easy to decide what you're going to do to have a chance against Donovan West, and that's just, it's a boat race to 40. And if you can get past 40, you're probably in pretty good shape. So we got to get a lot better offensively, and we got to start doing the little things to give ourselves a chance, because you know, we just are giving up layups, just throwing the ball to the other team, and they go down and shoot layups. And, you know, it isn't hard to win games when you're doing that. You make teams look awful good when you do that. We got to get a lot better.
So offensively, do you look at it as just a simple fact of too many turnovers or too many missed shots? What is it offensively right now that you're looking at that your guys are struggling with?
Well, that's a great question, because what happens offensively in basketball, you just, if you don't have, if you're not able to pass the ball confidently, you're not going to be able to score the ball confidently. And that's, we're indecisive in what we're doing. The wrong guys are getting themselves in positions to shoot the ball. We're missing easy shots inside where other teams make it. And, you know, and we're turning the ball over and giving up layups. So again, you know, it's a lot of coaching right now that's got to get a lot better, is the thing of it is. You know, right now we look like we're being coached by our administration that's in Washington, D.C., so it ain't good.
Now look ahead here to this Friday, Coach. You've got Oskaloosa coming to town, another non-league game just like Riverside was. What do you look at here going into Friday against Oskaloosa then for your guys?
Well, they're going to obviously feel like they got a chance. That's number one. Two, we're going to have 2 days of quality practice, and Monday's practice before Riverside was one of our worst of the year. I mean, and we looked like it when we played, and we always talk about you practice like you play, and Monday's practice was an indicator of how poorly we played, and it's not because the kids don't want to do well. You know, I don't have to worry about my kids going to other people's school and getting into stuff they shouldn't be into, and, you know, they're a good bunch of kids, and right now, basketball-wise, they're just not very consistent, and that starts with me at the top. And you know, anybody that knows me knows that it's, you know, I take what I do very, very seriously, and I expect high expectations for our program. And again, our record will not be an indicator of how good or how poorly we are. So if people want to judge us by that and they have their thoughts and ideas, that's their thoughts. I can't control them, and we're going to keep grinding away, because that's, you know, that's what you got to do in this world. You just got to keep grinding and hope things turn, and when they do, good things will happen.
Well, Coach, with that, we wish you the best of luck here against Oskaloosa coming up on Friday. Also, you've got Troy next Tuesday, so wish you the best of luck both of those games. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
You bet.
All right, Coach, thank you. David Johnson, head coach of the Donovan West boys, joining us on our locker room chats, brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on FM 103.9 KNZA.